in our interactions with the fellow human beings, the fellow mu'mineen, our interaction inside our own family members, interaction between the husband and the wife relation. Aisa na ho ke insaan ki badkalami ki bunyad par dusre log aapke marne ki dua maangne lage. Aisa na ho ke dusre ghar wale aapki bad akhlaqiyon ki bunyad par aapke marne ki baddua karne lage. To isi ka batin maine kal aapki khidmat mein ab urfa ki nigah mein jo hai wo pesh kiya tha ke jo shakhs badkarta hai, a person who has a bad mouth and doesn't have a controlled talk, is his spirituality is like a dog, and it's our responsibility to control our tongue. And and according to some of the narrations, it has been narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that man dhamina bayna lihyayhi, someone who guarantees for me to control what is between his two jaws and what is between his two thighs, jo shakhs ye zamanat de ke apne dono jabdon ke beech mein paaye jane wali cheez ko aur apne dono ranon ke beech mein paaye jane wali cheez ko control kar sakta hai, to main uske liye jannat ki zamanat leta hu. So we can realize if somebody can control what is found between the two jaws, that is the tongue, and our responsible behavior in towards the private parts, this kind of person is headed towards the paradise. And one of the very common things which I always try to mention in the ashras that I recite in different places in different years is the matter of ghibat. Before I move to the subject of tonight and the means which Satan utilizes, that I would like to mention tonight. But very quickly, I would like to touch the subject of ghibat and backbiting, which is related to the sins of the tongue and very common thing, and I would not like to ignore it. Ghibat has been defined in the hadith of the Holy Prophet that zikruka akhaka bima yukrehu, that you mentioning your brother, that means you talking about your fellow mu'min brother behind his back, in a way that if you talk it, if you say the same thing on his face, he feels bad about it. Koi bhi aisi baat apne mu'min bhai ke silsile mein peet piche karna ki jo uske muh pe kahi jaye to usko buri lage. Now some people say, well, I can say it on his face also. But this is besides the point. Whether you have that negative courage to say the thing on the face of the person or you don't have that courage, this is not the point. The point is that whether he would feel bad about it or not. If a mu'min will feel bad about what you would say on his and his back, if you say something which he feels bad about, then it is considered to be a ghibat. And second very important point is that ghibat is always true. This is also, I always emphasize in my speeches every time, because lots of people have this misconception that Maulana main sach keh raha hu, unhone aisa hi kaha tha, aap ko jhoot thodi bol rahe ho, fala sahab ne aisa hi kaha tha. If you were to lie, it would be a tuhmat and slander, which is even worse than ghibat. So ghibat is always a truth. Let's be very clear about it. And ghibat is one of those sins which actually entitles a person to enter the paradise as the last person. Because the, if we do the tawbah, because the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that man kana man mata musirran ala al-ghibati fa huwa awwalu man yadkhulu an-nara ومن مات من مات تائبا عليها فهو اول فاخر من يدخل الجنه. Somebody, while he was insisting, that means he continued to perform the ghibat and he didn't die away with tawbah, this kind of person would be the first to enter the hellfire, Imam Sadiq alayhisalam says. So the first person to enter the hellfire is the one who died from this dunya by doing ghibat without the tawbah. Sadaqat Imam Sadiq alayhisalam, he said the truth. وَمَنْ مَاتَ تَائِبًا مِنَ الْغِيبَةِ, and somebody who dies from this world after doing tawbah from the, it's a serious matter. If somebody dies from this world after doing the tawbah from the ghibat and backbiting and this kind of insult towards a fellow mu'min brother, then he would be the last person to enter the paradise. Let's remember what a person is doing when he performs a ghibat. Ghibat, when you are talking a true thing about a fellow mu'min brother or sister behind his back, or you say it in a way that he feels bad about it if you say it on his face. Now, a mu'min person is the one, how I already defined in one of my previous speeches, in the simplest possible definitions, as one of the simplest possible definitions is that a person who believes in the walayat and imamat and hukumat and khilafat and governance of 12 imams and does not support any taghut in his life. When you find the word mu'min written in an Islamic book, you know, of course other than Quran and Hadith, because Quran and Hadith have to be interpreted in a very higher and deeper way. But in any Islamic book, when you find the word mu'min written, you can replace this definition in that word, in the simplest meaning of that sentence. That anybody who believes in the walayat and imamat and hukumat and governance of imams and does not support any taghut in his life. So if a person is a supporter of the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he's not the supporter of the walayat and hukumat and leadership of any taghut, but I am insulting him behind his back. Whom I am harming? To whom I am causing the harm? The walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please pay attention to this aspect of the ghibat. So you would be messing around with the supporter of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Look at the hadith when the Prophet looked at the Holy Kaaba and said, Ma a'zama hurmataki ala Allah. Prophet had a look at Kaaba. Looking at Kaaba is ibadat in Islam. Just like looking at the face of Imam Ali alayhi salam is ibadat, which is narrated by Ummul Mumineen Aisha. He says that I saw my father staring at the face of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And I said to my father, why are you looking at Imam Ali like this? And he replied, didn't you hear the Holy Prophet saying, "Al-nadharu ila wajhi Aliyin ibadat"? Looking at the face of Ali is ibadat. Just like looking at the face of Imam Ali al-Islam is ibadat, Imam Ali has so much similarities with the Holy Kaaba, and Kaaba has so much similarities with Imam Ali al-Islam. So looking at the Holy Kaaba, if you do nothing, just go in the Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque, and just look at the Holy Kaaba, do nothing else, you are doing ibadat of Allah. So we find that Prophet had a look at the Holy Kaaba, and we remarked, Ma a'zama hurmataki, how high, how great is your honor. That means how much honorable you are in the eyes of Allah. And then Prophet said, وَاللَّهِ لَلْمُؤْمِنُ أَعْظَمُ هُرْمَةً مِنْكِ, I swear to Allah, one mu'min is higher in his respect, is greater in his respect than you. Do we think like this? And Prophet said, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ مِنْكِ وَحِدَةً وَمِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَ الثَّلَاثَةً, because Allah made one thing haram towards you, whereas Allah made three things haram towards a mu'min. Life of the mu'min is honored, his money, his wealth is honored, and husnul dhan, his dignity, his izzah,
his respect is there. You cannot have suizanab against a mu'min. There are three things that we need to take care about a mu'min, whereas the Kaaba has only one.
So when we are doing ghibat, look at the ghibat and backbiting thing from this perspective, that you are actually messing up, messing around with one supporter of the walayat and the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it goes to Imam Ali alayhi salam. As long as a person is a supporter of the walayat of Imam Ali and is not siding with any tahut, he has a dignity. Don't trample upon that dignity.